love how kids just say it. Dad, you're getting huger. You should exercise more.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A psychologist had twin boys. One was an optimist, the other a pessimist. On their birthday, just to see the results, he loaded the pessimist's room with toys and games. In the optimist's room, he dumped a pile of manure. Soon the father found the pessimist surrounded by his gifts, crying. "What's wrong?" the dad asked. The pessimist sobbed. "I have all these game manuals to read. I need batteries. My toys will get broken." In the optimist room, the father found his other son dancing for joy around the pile of manure. "Why are you so happy?" he asked. The optimist shouted, "There's gotta be a pony in here somewhere." I doubt this is a true story. But the truth is, pessimism is on the rise, and it stinks. A recent study claims that the endless stream of negativity on TV, radio, and on our phones is leading to a negative view of the future, and for many, a mental health crisis. One researcher called this, quote, the pessimistic generation. He says, a lack of trust in government, a soaring deficit, polarization, and inflation have all combined to put us in a bleaker mood than ever before. I find very little cause for optimism. How is your despair meter? Years ago, the Lutheran writer Richard John Neuhouse was being driven from an airport to a speaking engagement. His host couldn't talk about anything but the disintegration of Christian values. Neuhouse finally turned to his host and said, "The times may be bad, but they are the only times we are given. Remember, hope is still a Christian virtue, and despair is a mortal sin." During World War II, a major fighting in Normandy said he had to conquer the manic, depressive atmosphere of war, or he would be destroyed by it. "I have seen soldiers advance under many conditions," he said, "but I have never seen them follow gloom in any direction but retreat." Are you agonizing or advancing? I know optimism seems an impossible prospect these days, unless we remember the hope we have, a hope that says, "Fear not. The future is as bright as God's promises." As others slide into despair, opportunities abound to encourage and comfort and cheer, to shine as lights, to bring hope to others. A Michigan banker once advised Henry Ford's lawyer not to invest in that new car company called Ford. "The horse is here to stay," he said. Actor Gary Cooper once said, "Gone with the Wind is going to be the biggest flop in Hollywood history. I'm just glad it'll be Clark Gable who's falling flat on his face and not me." Man who says it cannot be done should not interrupt man doing it. As people of faith, we are called to hope, not in a car company, but in the God who is, a sovereign king who loves us, will never leave us, and will one day bring us home. Christians who despair forget that God changes lives. He has done it before, and he's not finished. Listen to Isaiah 58:10, "And if you give yourselves to the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light will rise in darkness and your gloom will become like midday." In Scripture, those who God used to impact their world were hardly the sort we would have chosen. Proud, sinful, cantankerous people. Their motives and methods left much to be desired. Yet God used them. He can use us too. That's good news indeed. Maybe you say, "It's not my fault I'm a pessimist. My blood type is B negative." Well, remember to be positive and make somebody's day today.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.